Hello there. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, presenting this week's wrap of industry news. First up, a noteworthy initiative from New South Wales and South Australia. These states are piloting a game-changing program that allows increased mass limits for zero-emissions trucks. Set to run for 2 years, this trial in NSW forms part of their Towards Net Zero Emissions Freight policy, aimed at promoting sustainable transport. South Australia isn't far behind, offering similar concessions on its state-managed roads. This step, welcomed by the Heavy Vehicle Industry Australia, presents promising opportunities for those who are keen to align their transport businesses with future sustainability efforts. So stay on top this one, folks. Moving on to a recent survey by Austroads, which has ignited necessary discussions on safety concerns for overseas licensed heavy vehicle drivers. The survey reveals that 85% of the 1,900 respondents are opposed to driving heavy vehicles on an overseas license, citing reasons such as unfamiliar road rules, language barriers, and divergent safety cultures. Austroads is considering stringent regulations, such as mandatory assessments, training, and a probationary period, in an attempt to boost road safety. Transport businesses, it's time to buckle up and keep track of these potential changes. In an alarming update from the insurance arm of Australia, it appears that motor insurance premiums have surged by a whopping 42% since 2019. Consequently, the Insurance Council of Australia has issued a call to action for governments to curtail this rise. It has outlined 6 key recommendations, including expanding skilled migration for motor trades, strengthening automotive supply chain resilience, and combating insurance fraud, amongst others. ICA CEO Andrew Hall stresses that many of these cost drivers are beyond insurer control. Transport business owners, stay abreast of these reforms to help navigate your future insurance strategies. And finally, onto financial news with Suncorp. This leading Australian insurer has reported an impressive 8% rise in its full-year cash earnings and a whopping $1.49 billion for the year ending June 30, 2025. This was driven by improved insurance margins, favorable natural hazard costs, and a 16% increase in investment returns. Furthermore, the company has also announced a significant share buyback. So for those of you with Suncorp in your insurance portfolio, this is certainly good news. That's all for this week's news wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori of Financial Services Online, bringing you insights into your insurance week every week. Look after yourselves and remember, stay informed, stay safe.